Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you being here. Please share this far and wide. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. In the 2 months or so that remain until Trump's inauguration, if we're able to pull that off, and I mean that with all sincerity, I really think that the left is going to stop at nothing. We've talked about terrorism that's expanding. We've talked about the threat to Arizona, which will spread across the country. The documentation is solid. I've demonstrated that. The banks are affected. The banks are already in trouble. And if your retirement's in the bank under the Dodd-Frank law 2010, they can take the banks can take it because you're an unsecured creditor. Meanwhile, gold's taking off to unbelievable levels. Silver's following along, and you can back up your retirement under your control with the help of Noble Gold and make it yours, and the banks can never touch it. And the asset will appreciate. Gold's not going to decline. Now, if you have a bank account, which you do, I'm sure, same things apply. Let Noble Gold help you. I can send you a free information packet, excuse me, that explains exactly what I'm talking about here in more detail. It's simple, easy to read, will just take you a few minutes. And then I'm going to give you the number to call Noble Gold directly. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Take the necessary steps to protect your assets. Don't wait any longer. We are in the red zone right now. 877-646-5347. One of the reasons that I can confidently say that we're going to see unbelievable and bad things happen to our country in this interim period called the lame duck period, is because of RFK Jr. I'm warning you right now, RFK Jr. is on a mission, and so am I. Let me explain my background with regard to the three major assassinations of the 60s. I primarily learned about them as a student. I didn't get to live through the effects and understand it from an adult perspective, but I became growingly concerned as I got older, and I really got into the 80s and 90s. I got concerned that we were lied to, and that the assassinations of John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King are all connected. And Robert Kennedy Jr. threatens the secrets the CIA has been allowed to hold. And by the way, me talking about this before on YouTube got me thrown off. Now, I was never told that specifically. They keep changing their reasons, but everything else I was producing was well within YouTube guidelines. And we're sure the people that advised me that the CIA tapped YouTube on the shoulder said, don't let this guy stay. That's how you, one reason you know I'm not disinfo, like so many in the alternative media. Okay, let's get down to facts here. I bought my first place. It was a condo in Aurora, Colorado. And it was wonderful. I mean, it was wonderful. I got to meet all kinds of great people. One of them was a professor at Metropolitan State College. And he really started to educate me about what was going on. Additionally, because of Bill Pollack and Andy DeRiso, my former news director, Bill was my mentor in this business before he passed, they introduced me to Jim Mars. And Jim and I became like this, and I became enthralled with the Kennedy assassination from these two people. The professor is still active. He doesn't want me to mention his name because he did everything behind the scenes, and he felt that he would have suffered professional consequences. But I learned a lot, and I'm not going to rehash everything, except I know who killed Kennedy. I know who was behind the killing of Kennedy. I know how it was carried out. I know how it was covered up, and I have published all of it. And so does Jim DiEugenio, who I think is the best expert alive on the Kennedy assassination. And of course, the late Jim Mars, God rest his soul, what a great American he was. I'm going to give you a couple snippets here. As I began, and this is before I was really in the media, I started, my first radio show was in 07. I started writing in 03 when my property was trying to be stolen by John McCain and his robber baron international globalist friends. But at the time I started into Kennedy, I had no media affiliation. And as I learned from these guys, and occasionally I would talk to people about it, they go, "Would you come speak to our group about that?" And it started really small, like a church group, a social, the Elks Club, the Lions Club. And then eventually I was even booked on some radio shows. And I even said to people, said, "Hey, if you really want to know what's happening, you need to listen to guys like Jim Mars, who, by the way, served as a consultant to the JFK movie in 1991, the great Oliver Stone." And yes, Oliver, if you hear this, I think you're awesome. He has provided a great patriotic set of services to the American people, as has his son. So I started to speak about this, and then I was asked to lecture to various classes on various campuses. And as a matter of that, I actually added two facts to the Kennedy assassination that were previously unknown because of some of my audience's association with relatives that had this connection. And I'm not going to go into the details here, but it became quite the journey, and I was obsessed with bringing justice to John Kennedy. I want to say this very clearly. Donald Trump and John Kennedy are far different people, but they're united in one mission. They are determined. They were determined in 1963. Donald Trump was determined today to keep America going and keep it a constitutional republic. But there was a warning that was given by Dwight Eisenhower. Beware of the military industrial complex. Its influence is unwarranted and unprecedented. Unwarranted means it's unconstitutional as hell, and unprecedented means this crap has never happened in America before. And this brings in groups like the CIA, and then the FBI got drawn into it, and it became this apparatus of deception for the American people, so much so that former CIA director William Casey said, "When everything the American people believe is a lie, then we've done our job." And the Kennedy assassination was no different. John Kennedy, Security Memo 263, this is where he signed his fate. He announced he was bringing home 1,000 of the combat advisors in December of 63. And in December of 64, he was bringing home the rest. He said, "We can give South Vietnam aid, but we are not sending our soldiers there." Well, this was a cash cow for the military industrial complex. The CIA was involved in the Golden Triangle heroin dealing, which we know was big. I mean, they used to stuff heroin in dead bodies of American soldiers. That was a CIA operation. And they used to bring them back here. That service, CNN, in their quality days of real journalism, actually covered that. So when we take a look at the cash cow represented by the Vietnam War, and that was only one of five reasons, and I won't go into all of them here, but one of five reasons that John Kennedy was assassinated was because of his refusal to get involved in the Vietnam War. And then back up, he refused to start a nuclear war with Russia over the Cuban Missile Crisis. Was he ever right? If we'd have landed the Marines on the beach in Cuba, they'd have been destroyed by tactical nuclear weapons that were already there, unknown to the Pentagon. They thought they were only ICBMs. It's just incredible. Now, one month before Kennedy was killed, the Diem brothers, who were ruling South Vietnam, were assassinated because they didn't want American troop involvement. And the CIA made up their phony baloney excuse they released to the media, and the Mockingbird media ran with it, New York Times, Washington Post. And they said, oh, those DM brothers, they were corrupt. It was a good thing the CIA had them killed. They admitted it. That's not why. Kennedy and the DM brothers agreed, no American troops. They had just gone through a prolonged period of French colonization conquered by the Japanese. All right. They did not want American soldiers except in an advisory capacity on their soil. Kennedy didn't want any of it. He was willing to give arms and aid, but he wasn't willing to go further. Look what happened. Look what happened. Diem brothers are killed by the CIA, and a month later, John Kennedy's dead. And National Security Memo 263 was reversed by Lyndon Johnson, one of the biggest crooks and hedonistic persons to ever serve in the White House. And he gave the military-industrial complex their Vietnam. And the killing of Kennedy solved a lot of other problems too. When I learned about this, I said, this can't happen. There was no term like deep state when I discovered this. But I said, we can't have a secret cabal running America. That was my words for it. 1980, I read a book that really changed my perspective as well, written by my friend Pat Wood. I didn't know Pat at the time. I do now. He's been on my show dozens of times over the years. And Pat, he detailed how our government was being controlled and manipulated by corporate interests. And it was called Trilaterals Over Washington. Still available on his site. Just search engine that. It's a great read even today. So let's get to the point here. John Kennedy refused to play ball with the emerging deep state, which happened in 1947 when the no such agency, because they kept it that secret, the NSA, the CIA, and the Air Force were all born, same time. And it was basically designed to subvert political control of the United States away from the people and their elected officials, and divert it to intelligence agencies and the control of the corporations, the major corporations, mostly connected to the military-industrial complex. And then they would get their Mockingbird media to reinforce their goals and desires. And they got Big Pharma to play along with them. I could go on and on and on, but it was the building of the deep state empire started really in 1947. By the time 1960s came along, it was getting embedded. And Eisenhower warned us. He said, beware of the military-industrial complex. Today, if he was alive giving his farewell address in 1960, if he were to say that in 2024, he would say, beware of the deep state. But effectively, he'd be talking about the same thing. The early level of the deep state is nowhere near as monstrous, convoluted, evil, or as large as it is today. Today, it predominates every phase of our lives. We have been invaded. We are in the process of being occupied. And the election of Donald Trump gives us a foothold from which to fight against these interests. And they are communist, and many of them are satanic. And a communist American has more in common with a Communist Party CCP Chinese than they do with American citizens. They have nothing in common with us. Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, none of these people have anything in common with us. They don't understand the struggles of putting food on the table, being able to afford a car repair bill. They understand nothing about that. I remember when H.W. Bush went to a grocery store and he goes to the scanner, beep, beep, beep. What's that? He asked that question. That's how far removed they are from us. They live by different rules, and we are in their way. And today we are really in their way, and we are their targets. We got to go after MAGA, meaning anyone that wants constitutional republic where the people have a say in how they're governed. That's the enemy, because they know what they're doing is bad for the people, and the people will resist. So they got to lie about it in the media. They got to cover it up. They got to dumb the kids down in the schools and keep people ignorant. And to get their way about Vietnam, I'm going to just walk you through this. John Kennedy did not want nuclear proliferation. May 1963, his American University speech. Greatest speech he ever made. I think he signed his death warrant there, cemented it when he said no troops to Vietnam and National Security Memo 263. Killed 6 months after his speech at American University, and less than a month after National Security Memo 263. We got the Vietnam War. We got 58,000 dead Americans, 4 million dead Vietnamese. And for what? War for profit? Continuing the heroin trade and the Golden Triangle. And by the way, it was no different. It was the same in Afghanistan, where we paid the Taliban to guard the poppy fields that we extracted under military control. And Pat Tillman, NFL star, who joined the military on after 9/11 because of his duty of patriotism, was murdered because he objected to what he was seeing. It's a fact. Now, John Kennedy was killed. Martin Luther King became an anti-Vietnam activist. A lot of people only think he was working on civil rights, and that was his main focus. And he was excellent at it. But he would start speaking out against the Vietnam War, and it had racial overtones. Draft boards, primarily in the South, were drafting a disproportionate amount of African Americans than they were white Americans. That's a fact. That's a fact. That doesn't make all whites racist. But it did make those draft boards racist, and Martin Luther King spoke against it. He said they're sure willing to send a black man off to die sooner than they would a white man. And he was correct in saying that. Well, let's go through the scenario. When he became anti-Vietnam, the day before he's assassinated, he was protected by 11 FBI agents. They were all removed from the case, and he had no protection except really kind of an unofficial bodyguard. He walked out of his hotel room on the balcony and was shot and killed the day after J. Edgar Hoover, who has already been caught covering up the Kennedy assassination, he plotted the murder of Martin Luther King. Bobby Kennedy, and this is something I wonder if Bobby Jr. is ever going to talk about. Because I know for a fact that Bobby Kennedy was warned not to run for president. He was anti-Vietnam, power back to the people, really promoting the civil rights agenda to a new level. He's a good man. Cared about a country. Well, when he secured the California nomination for president for the Democratic Party, which was the big feather in his cap, he was killed after he gave his acceptance speech. He was warned, and this is what I wonder if RFK is ever going to talk about. If you run for president and you think you're going to reopen your brother's killing, you think that you're going to stop Vietnam, think again, Bobby Kennedy. In fact, we're going to kill Martin Luther King just to show you that we'll kill you too. Because his attitude, from what we heard, was that you wouldn't dare kill a second Kennedy. There'd be too much suspicion. Well, they did just that. 3 months after Martin Luther King was killed, Bobby Kennedy was killed. And you know what's really interesting about this whole thing? And I'm going to bring this into the present. This has personal relevance to every one of you in the present day. But what I really find interesting is how it took the country, the interesting people, the elite of the thinkers in our country, like Jim Mars, took them about 10 years to get it all figured out. Jim taught the first college class on the Kennedy assassination at the University of Texas. Wow, let's take a look at what's coming. The CIA refuses to release many of the records, and they are records that would implicate that agency. We got Vietnam that'll be covered. We got the killing of Kennedy to continue Vietnam. We got the killing of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy to continue Vietnam. And then, we had 9/11, COVID, Afghanistan, Iraq. It's all the same. Military industrial complex and its partners, the bankers, making a shitload of money off the death of other people. That's a fact, Jack. This is what we live in today. Here's Donald Trump opposed to the green climate scam. And boy, am I going to give you a far out segment coming up. Opposed to it. Announced it. He has already once taken us out of the Paris climate treaties. We'll be out of the World Health Organization, so we'll stop being poisoned. RFK Jr., the reason for his appointment. And the CIA files come out, all this gets exposed. He's a threat to the deep state. You got the Diddy situation, you got Epstein. Trump's going to release it all. They have to kill him. But can they kill everybody? Can they kill Pam Bondi? Can they kill Tulsi Gabbard? Oh, they're going to try to not get him confirmed. But public pressure is going to push most of, not all of them, through. Ladies and gentlemen, the same deep state that murdered John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Bobby Kennedy has now put you on the chopping block. They're in bed with the CCP and CCP doctrine. And I've covered this and published it and shown you the proof. CCP doctrine calls for the genocide of all Americans. What's standing in their way is you, MAGA. Let's go to Trump's best quote ever that no one ever talks about anymore, but it's more relevant today than it's ever been. They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. You better get prepped. Hard days are coming because these animals, these deep state communist satanic animals, are not leaving office without a fight. And if Donald Trump gets in the White House, all this stuff is coming out. And the Bible has actually prophesied this, I believe, where in the book of Revelation it says, in the end days, the sins of the leaders will be exposed. Amen. And that's coming. And these people are like holding a violent snake, writhing and slithering and struggling and trying to strike you and kill you. This is who they are. That's why I did the Noble Gold ad. You better diversify your holdings, because if you're in the bank, I think for a whole lot longer, a lot of you are going to lose a lot of assets. Protect your nest egg. DaveHodgesGold.com. But you need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And we are in the red zone. You better get ready. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We got the series Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight, our geopolitical stuff, our expert witnesses, and we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Donald Trump is still in imminent danger. You think there's not going to be more assassination attempts? You're fooling yourself. After studying the deep state all these years, and particularly with my work in the Kennedy assassination for all those decades, I spent 30 years on that. I was obsessed with bringing the truth out. Now it's going to come out, I think, if we can keep Trump alive, RFK confirmed, get these two in. It's going to happen. We're going to know everything. I know most of it. I know the vast majority of it. But I'd like to know the CIA end of it, naming names other than Alan Dulles, who was clearly involved along with Cavill. But we're going to look at today, right here in this segment, we're going to look at how we need to watch out for two things that will take out Donald Trump. And then I think you'll understand why people like me are still concerned about the Kennedy assassination, because it serves a warning to the deep state that we know what you do, we know how you do it, we know what you're up to, and we're exposing this to as many people as possible. I'm Dave Hodges. You're watching The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd ask that you'd share this information. We need to raise public awareness along this because we are the life insurance policy for Donald Trump. It sure as hell ain't the Secret Service under Director Rowe. Oh my gosh. It's like having Al Capone guard the bank. So nonetheless, please share this far and wide. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. You go, whoa, what do you mean your newsletter? Well, yeah, our newsletter. I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's a daily summary of what we do. It comes to your email box every single day. All we need is your email address. We'll send it out to you automatically. You don't have to do anything else. And you'll go, oh, this is easy. People love it. We have over 50,000 people that are signed up. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the newsletter link. Click that on. Put your email address in. We don't sell your info. I'm not Zuckerberg, and then we'll send that out to you immediately. Oh, we have a vanity sponsor here. I love it, though. I love it because we all want to look our best and feel our best. You may have heard of the person that we're going to talk to you about, but what this is basically, it's how you feel better, look better. So it's also health. Plus vanity, all rolled into one. You've heard of Tony Horton. You've seen him on TV like crazy. The guy's awesome. He says he's found a way to turn the impossible into a reality. His reality is to help thousands of Americans remain healthy as they hit middle age and beyond. He says it's a lot simpler than you think. He's 66. You ever seen the guy? It looks like he's in his 40s. It's a method, he says, that anyone can do in a minute or two a day. It's a very short period of time, and you can start to feel stronger and healthier than you have in years. And everyone begins experiencing this degree of age-related muscle loss, sarcopenia is what it's called, between the ages of 40 and 50. It's perfectly natural and nothing to worry about because it's a normal part of aging. No, it isn't. You can do something about it. You can reverse it. This increases the chances of falls and other things like this when you get into later life. And mortality is best predicted by falls that older people have. Tony Horton says, I found a way to do it. It has to do with protein. So what I want you to do is I want you to get familiar with what he's doing because it can help you. Go to tonyprotein.com/Dave to watch a free video. That's right, a free video. That's tonyprotein.com/Dave. Or if you're on social media, just click the link in the description box. You'll be right there. Okay. The comments and feedback have been outstanding. Okay. And everyone's results will vary a little bit, but I got to tell you, this is the path to good health, feeling better, looking better. Go to tonyprotein.com/Dave. All right. There is something that we need to worry about here, and that is keeping Donald Trump alive. Plain and simple. And I'm not pulling any punches. I'm just telling you exactly how it is. They've tried to kill him three times. They've covered up the third one. That was, remember the car bomb they found in Long Island, right next to where Trump was going to be in 3 hours? Oh, that wasn't an assassination attempt. Oh, yeah. Car bombs just show up anywhere and everywhere, right? Nice cover up, Long Island police. Nice cover up, FBI and Secret Service. Oh, just like we believe that, Lee Harvey Crooks shot Donald Trump at Butler. Oh, go to Doug Hagman. I tell you, he blows that out of the water. My friend Doug is a private investigator, homicide investigator, and he has blown that out of the water. Now, there are a couple things you need to be concerned about if we want to keep Donald Trump alive. Now, I know the MAGA movement's better than Trump, but he is the right man at the right time with the right personality to help us take our country back. Okay, you have two basic things here. Now, Doug Thornton, great DHS background. He said they used to discuss in DHS that they didn't think they'd ever do a JFK assassination again because too many cell phone cameras, people kind of know what to watch for. They're not going to get fooled like they did in 1963. So they thought, no, it'll be a mass casualty event and hundreds or thousands will die. But the real end target was just one person, and they'll go, oh, so sad, too bad, wrong place, wrong time. Well, that's what almost happened to Butler. And I mentioned that in an earlier segment today. There were two car bombs, and we've covered this. Doug and I've done shows on it. He's been on my show. I've been on his show. We've discussed this thoroughly. He has all the evidence. Two car bombs, but they didn't work. So they had to go to a hastily prepared JFK assassination style killing. They almost got him. They missed by a millimeter. It was almost a headshot, but they bl shot his ear. And that was it. He's lucky to be alive. I think it was God's divine intervention. I truly do. I know Donald Trump believes that. He's talked about that openly. Oh, he doesn't believe in God. Well, I don't know if he how much he did before. He sure as hell does now. So we've got to watch out for two things now. One, mass casualty event. The more we talk about it, the more they're afraid they can't pull it off because of the public backlash. Number two, another JFK style assassination. And I'll tell you what I really fear. When Trump is taking the inauguration, if I'm thinking like the deep state, and I know how satanically Bolshevik communist evil that they are, what a message to everybody if you took Trump out of the assassination. Or excuse me, if you assassinated him at the inauguration. Has anybody thought about that? I haven't heard anybody mention it. But that would be a clear and defining message. The deep state is here. We represent the New World Order. And you're not going to have leaders like this. Shut up, sit down. You have no constitution. You have no rights. We're coming for your guns. We're going to do what we want with you because you're nothing but a bunch of little peons and you're in our way. Do you want to stay alive? Shut up. No more MAGA, no more anything. These are the two things to watch out for with regard to the coming assassination attempts of Donald John Trump. It'll either be a mass casualty event, could happen also at the inauguration, or a JFK style assassination attempt with long range expert snipers, not Iranians. Oh, but that's who they'll blame. So we'll go to war with Russia, which is what they ultimately want. They need Russia and America to be destroyed so China could become the undisputed world policeman in taking over the planet. The Summit of the Future Pact shows this is not a conspiracy theory. 183 nations signed over their sovereignty to, quote, global governance. It can't be any more clear. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we've introduced our series, Hips Hiding in Plain Sight. Mysteries of the Mind, Unsolved History. We're going to look at new death experiences. We'll look at the power of prayer scientifically. I mean, there's all kinds of things we're going to look at. What's going on with UFO investigations with regard to Congress? Some interesting revelations there. Well, they're saying non-human intelligence. I got a slightly different view. You want to tune in. We're going to get all that and more, plus our geopolitical stuff with our expert guests. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Sign up today. We still need to recruit activists to help Donald Trump take our country back. If we don't, Trump's standing alone and he can't do it by himself. We saw the results of that in 2020 and 2021. So please share. We are brought to you by a tremendous sponsor. I credit this product as well as one other in the Magic Dicol line from iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges as restoring my life. This product, I believe, saved my life. And it's not a drug. It doesn't cure anything, but it provides an extra boost to your immune system. And when I had strep lung linings from RSV, it was horrible. I got through the pneumonia, which was accompanying that with antibiotics, steroids. Okay, I got through that fine. And, you've heard me tell the story. I've had people tell me, expert pulmonologist, an expert nutritionist, he said, Dave, your lung linings at your age probably aren't coming back. Oxygen shortened lifespan. Didn't happen. I got determined. I was a little stubborn. I went with my son to the gym nearly every day. And 3 months later, I was doing things I hadn't done in 25 years. Five sprays once an hour is what I did when I was in crisis. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. 2 weeks later after taking this product, I was able to function normally, but I was a disaster in the gym. And I didn't let that stand in my way. But let's look at what this product does right here. It empowers your body to make vitamin C, boosting immunity, regulates vitamin D receptor, and it supports healthy aging by helping your telomeres. And that's related to lifespan. Well, today, now we're 8 months past the crisis. I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. And I was really there within 90 days. And I would recommend if you got something going on and your immune system needs a boost, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. Maintenance dose is five sprays once a day from Nanosoma Spray. But I was using it every hour, and you can because you can't OD on it. It's completely natural. So I highly recommend that you look at this very closely. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, this is continuing unabated for the most part, and it's the Chinese threat on our side of the world. And for a long time, people like Bob Kudla and I, we both agree that China can't project global power with its military, but they can do it regionally, and they are doing it on our side of the world. And this is getting very, very serious. Let me go through one event just to highlight the overall philosophy of China in dealing in South and Central America, which ultimately affects us. And China's engaging in a double whammy in which a Red Dawn invasion, as well as the economic devastation of the United States. That plan, I believe, is underway. Okay, now the CCP is aggressively expanding its influence into Peru. This month, Xi Jinping and the Peruvian president, Diana Boluarte, inaugurated a $3.6 billion project that allows China to get an economic hold within the region. Okay, the president of Peru actually has traveled to Bolivia to cement this deal. Now, in stark contrast, the White House has failed to engage this president of Peru. They just blew him off when he came to Washington. They want this to happen. We are living right now under a pro-Chinese administration. Look at Biden's financial dealings, his son, Hunter Biden, the Biden family. And then we look at Arizona and how China and the cartels dominate our politics, dominate our judges, dominate most law enforcement. This is by design, people. But let's go further into this Peru situation. The Chinese shipping giant Costco owns 60% stake in Peru's Chancay port, which will serve as the critical melting point for Chinese Belt and Road Initiative and the first logistic hub into the Americas. It's strategically positioned, and the port grants China's access to Peru's abundant copper reserves. And that's essential for dominating global markets in electric vehicles and data centers. Am I getting your attention yet? This is the foothold into controlling raw materials needed for American economic expansion. Now, they're equipped with cutting-edge technology, including automated cranes, driverless electric trucks. Yes, you heard me correctly. The port scale and proximity to the United States has raised concerns about potential military use by the CCP and their military arm, the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. Now, it's interesting. I'm not a fan of General Laura Richardson for a lot of reasons. And Sam Arnold and I have covered this to a large extent. But Laura Richardson, and then the commander of U.S. Southern Command, warned Congress that the port is officially designated for only commercial purposes. So, except for the economic threat, militarily, no harm, no foul, right? Well, that wouldn't be correct. This gets really, really serious. The size and capabilities of the port can accommodate major military assets, including combat vessels. This is absolutely incredible right now. And they have the ability to project this power into neighbors and overtake these nations with their Belt and Road Initiative. And when they raise their army, they don't have to bring all the PLA over here. When they want to go Red Dawn invasion, they'll recruit from the nations that they dominate economically. Now, it's interesting because Chinese investments in dual-use infrastructure, such as ports, telecommunications, space facilities, extend well beyond the commercial. And that's what's going on there. This is a military application. And I'm warning you, this is the beginning of Red Dawn invasion and the planning stages of it to put tens of millions, if not 100 million man army with access to the United States. And they already have the routes established. You say, what? What do you mean, Dave? You know, the routes established. Illegal immigration, the Darien Gap, dare I say more? This is really bad. Now, here's how this poses challenges for U.S. military operations. I just am shaking my head at this craziness. Okay. The U.S. Navy may need to quickly move ships between the Atlantic and Pacific through critical checkpoints like the Panama Canal or the Strait of Magellan. Chinese companies managing these infrastructures could delay or obstruct U.S. movements. Major Chinese shipping and port management companies, including COSCO, operate under heavy influence from the CCP, with many top executives holding CCP membership and China's 2017 national security law requiring companies to prioritize national security interests. The CCP will control these operations. This allows Beijing to strategically leverage these assets to militarily support their geopolitical effort. This is crazy. And we're letting this go on. And listen, Laura Richardson's one of them. I mean, she's like a junior grade of Mark Milley. And she was calling attention to this. This is incredible. People have said the White House is appearing to fail to recognize the stakes. I think they fully know what's going on. And it's just absolutely insane that we're allowing ourselves to be set up for this. And this is at the same time, let me remind you, that Biden's handlers are trying to start World War III, Ukraine, Russia, and the use of the ATACMS missiles striking deep into Russia. You think this is an accident, folks? This is no accident. Putin is going to play both ends against the middle. He'll support China in this if Trump can't straighten this out. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Give us a big thumbs up. Make sure you check out our TV channel. I think you'll really like this. Call it the commonsenseshow.tv. We've got all kinds of interesting series going on. We have kind of a resurrection, a little bit of some of the topics of the old Art Bell show, but then we also do our geopolitical thing with expert guests. Pretty interesting. And I'm completely on board with what Tom Homan wants to do. And in this segment, we're going to talk about exactly what it is that Tom Homan wants to do. And there are people on the left that are just losing it. They're going crazy, making false accusations, and their hypocrisy is fully exposed. We're going to cover all that and more right here on the show. But first of all, I wanted to tell you that we are brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is absolutely fantastic. Why do I say that? Well, because what I did a long time ago, I started advertising 8 years ago. I started looking at what they were doing. I go, this makes sense. And then I found the Dodd-Frank law in 2010 that says, we can keep your money. We're the bank. You're in second place. You're an unsecured creditor. Wholly unconstitutional, but they made it legal. And I thought, if we went into really hard times and the bank started closing, I'm screwed. So all my retirement's away from the bank, nothing to do with the bank. And I have limited my cash deposits. And when I get money, I go and do things like buy gold and silver. Now, your retirement can be put under your control and backed with gold or silver, which is a lot better right now than any currency on the face of the earth. Gold is going crazy. Your asset will appreciate, but not only that, it'll be yours. Now, the federal government is overly cautious, and that's okay. We'll honor that. They want me to warn you that every investment carries an inherent risk. And remember, we're talking about gold and silver, and that past performance can't be construed with future expectations. So we give that warning in good faith. I will say this, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 of the 8 years I've been an advertiser. And there's a reason why, and you should ask that question too. Now, you want to call them today because we are in very dire times. The left is not going to give up power, and they are showing the attitude, we'd rather kill America than let you have it. So what are you going to do? You're going to call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. As you know, Tom Holman was appointed the border czar, and under the direction of Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Director nominee, he will oversee the border. He plans to implement the largest mass deportation of undocumented migrants in U.S. history. The strategy focuses on illegal immigrants with criminal convictions or charges. Why would anyone have a problem with that? And we're not talking jaywalking. We're not talking shoplifting when you were 14 years of age. We're talking about murder, rape, aggravated assault, carjacking. This is what we're talking about. Drug dealing, not possessing a joint. We're talking major drug dealers, hitmen, people already convicted of murder and rape. And this administration let them into the country so people like Lincoln Riley could be brutally murdered. And the left has a problem with that? Who protects their kids? Critics argue that the plan could harm families. How? How? It'll separate families. Okay, so let's arrest an illegal alien for rape. And they have kids. Let's arrest an American citizen for rape. And they have kids. Is that family separated? What's the difference? There is none. And the left is also guilty of something they never talk about. Under their direction, we have 352,000 illegal immigrant children of God, children that still deserve protection. I don't care where they're from. And most of us in America feel the same way. Where are they, Kamala Harris, border czar? Where are they, Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Director? Tell me where they are, please. 352,000. And you're saying that we can't arrest and deport criminal illegal aliens that are victimizing American citizens, killing, raping, robbing, and they just want it left alone. This is absolutely unbelievable. First of all, Tom Homan is the best choice possible. This man is awesome. He's a seasoned law enforcement officer. He's a former acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director for ICE, and he's been chosen by Donald Trump to lead the most extensive deportation effort in American history. Now, I grant you, if we go to non-criminal illegal aliens that have been here 10, 15, 20 years, there's going to be pushback. And you know what? Honestly, at this point in time, there probably should be. And those people sitting there without illegal criminal convictions brought in by mostly Democrats, well, what can you say? Okay, it's like almost water under the bridge. But the present threat needs to be dealt with. And it's just amazing to me how this administration defends breaking the law. Article 4, Section 4, they're breaking the law. Every one of them that supports these actions should have been impeached. Now, I'll grant you, there were some GOP people that tried to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas without success. The left would let a murderer move in next door to you, a rapist move in next door to you and your 14-year-old daughter, than they would to deport them. Do I have to say any more? I'm fully behind Tom Homan, and I see nothing here that violates anyone's human rights. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. New series, Hiding in Plain Sight, to go with our geopolitical expert guests. And the bottom line is, and here's the bottom line, people like it. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. I'm concerned about your health, safety, and welfare because as we get through the next 60 days, could go as long as a year, we're going to be in for the fight of our lives. Literally and figuratively, the future of our country is at stake. The only thing the election of Donald Trump has given us is a chance to fight. You've got to get involved. You really do. But I am concerned about your health. Bobby Kennedy, it came out today, is going to make some major Medicare reform changes. I'm going to go look at that. I don't know exactly what that's going to mean for people on Medicare, but I will find out. But he also is talking about getting into natural health care. And I sat in on a meeting today with the Sovereign Radio people, and we know for a fact that he is looking at more natural solutions for health care. He needs to. And he needs to be, look, he's worried about the food. Great. GMOs, terrific, Bobby. We love it. He's worried about big pharma, unsafe medicines, politically motivated and financed from big pharma research studies that are total BS that produce the results they want. I've talked about this for years. It's no secret. He's all over this. Thank goodness for RFK Jr. My hat's off to him. And will I agree with everything he does? Probably not. But overall, the movement's going to be very positive for the people in our country. We should not be living 3 years under the world lifespan, and we are. And our lifespan has declined those 3 years. And you know what's interesting? Anxiety is related to every, like, what, 87% of all health concerns. And we take 90% of the anti-anxiety medication in the world. Reform is needed. But there's something that really concerns me, too, and that is RFK Jr. going to deal with the RF frequencies, 5G, soon to be 6G, 7G, 8G, and our brains are fried. Our cancer rates are way up. Testicular cancer is way up because where do men carry their cell phones? Exactly, colorectal cancer. Listen, I'm not being off color here, I promise you. I mean, these are medical facts related to cell phones. Their iPads are a problem. Driving down the street near cell towers. And if you live near one, may God protect you because it's terrible. It truly is. So let's hope that he attacks that. You know, and speaking of that, as you know, I have become affiliated with Bodyline, and I'm really, really glad to be doing this. Bodyline has produced a range of products. But a couple in particular with a dot on the back of the cell phone. Let me show you here what that looks like. It looks like this. And this negates the EMF coming off your cell phone. There's also benefits too, because if you're in an EMF range or 5G range, this minimizes or takes away entirely a lot of this. I want you to go to this page, bodyaline.com, Align, bodyaline.com. And you're going to see some scientific studies here. You see right here the four across. Then you're going to see the testimonials. And then you're going to want to have Bodyline in your protection market. I want everyone to be healthy. And we got to stop this crap. Go to Bodyline, Align, bodyaline.com. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. We have our new series, Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight. It's not geopolitical, but it sure is interesting. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.